When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, our second hour, and we do again have a third hour. That is from 2 to 3. We are here from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and 2 to 3, and our 2 to 3 is the brighter side of recovery, and again, we are the brighter side of life. The starting your day in a positive way, that's what this is all about. And today we've got a full studio, and we're going to be talking about some really fun things coming up. And we've got Nikki Baldwin here joining us this morning. How are you, Nikki?
I'm doing great, Kim. How about you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. This is kind of an interesting story I'm going to share with everybody in a second here. MJ ended up staying with us, and thank you so much for being here.
I love it here. Why would I go anywhere else?
There you go. And, of course, Sherry Gaba.
Hi.
What's going on, Sherry?
Just so happy to be here. I missed everybody last week. I've been very busy with my Recovery Today Summit. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
There you go. All right, Tom, what's going on?
Oh, everything's good into the second hour. Got a lot of great prizes.
There you go. You know what? Let's just start off with all that. And let me give out the phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. We do things a little bit different than the other shows. That is the number that you call here, and one of the team members will get in touch with you and call you back if they don't answer. So all you have to do is leave us your name and your number. So what are they, Tom?
You have a $25 Mission Oaks gift certificate. That's for the cafe. A Lazy Dog gift certificate. Great place to go with the family. And also Paul Martin's gift certificate for $25. How about the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Amazing Automobiles, the ultimate car exhibit? That's happening through May 1st. You got to go to that. You could win tickets this morning with Kim. Kaneo Players Theater in Thousand Oaks, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That runs through April 12th. The 40th Kaneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck Event. That runs April 18th and 19th, Westlake Hyatt Plaza. Gourmet food trucks are going to be there. It runs Saturday, big day, from 11 to 4 o'clock. Catch Me If You Can, a play being put on in Simi Valley at the Cultural Arts Center. It was a great movie. I'm sure the play is fantastic. the California Strawberry Festival. What a favorite that is. I think on the weekend, it's like 70,000 people. It's
huge,
ridiculous.
Huge. And we're actually a big sponsor of that this year. So I'm so excited to be in that. In fact, let's just start off with a four-pack of California Strawberry Festival tickets. And, of course, the number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And if you are interested in being, receiving one of our newsletter or being a guest or you have something to shout out about that you want to tell us about here on the Kim Pagano Show, give us a call. We will connect you with all the right people, and we will get you one of those newsletters that goes out every week. And it's really, we're all blogging in it. It's kind of a really inspirational thing that we're doing, and we're just sharing all of our great people that we have with you. So I'd love you to be a part of that. So again, for our show today, we're going to be talking with Nikki Baldwin, and she is a travel consultant from Camarillo Travel. Also joining us is Allie Berman. We're going to talk about choosing a good life. We kind of highlighted that a little bit on our last show, Sherry, of like why we're all in autopilot. You know, why do we do things that we don't really think about? And yet at the same time, I don't know. I just started thinking, you know, I love what I do.
What is it you're doing that you want to change, Kim?
Well, you know what? It's actually, I don't want to change. I was doing hair this last week. And I was like, I love what I do. I'm so passionate about what I love doing. And it was just a really great week. And I was like, God, you know what? Sometimes you almost have to kind of like refresh on things. And so there's not anything that, but I want to be kind of where I am. I don't want to just drive through life without stopping and smelling the roses.
Well, in the program, the 12-step program, we always talk about not being attached to our outcome, not being attached to the results.
Mm.
And so if you're constantly thinking about, well, what is this going to bring me instead of who am I serving and why am I doing this?
Oh, that's a great idea.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
Well, and being mindful of where you're at and that you love what you do. I will probably never give up giving massages.
See, because that's something
I love. It's my vocation. I've been doing it since I was 3 years old. Why would I give
that
up?
I can't wait to come get one.
Okay, why would I give that up?
Yeah.
Thermal imaging is just that added benefit to people to know what's going on. So I got into that for that reason.
I love it.
But I will always do massage. If I'm not given one, my dog is receiving one.
Oh, my you got that touch from,
my little 10-pounder, he's so happy right now.
I love it. All right. Well, again, you know, I just kind of always like to start the show with something positive and really take an inventory of your life and make sure that it's all in order, you know, that you're loving your life, that you're, you know, we have the freedom to change anything we want. Sometimes we think, oh, I just got to get up again. I got to do something different. And we just keep on. We can't get off that wheel.
That's why I wear my bracelet. Never give up.
I know. When are you getting me one of those? Yeah, I love that. That is so perfect.
All right, my question to everyone, and it's an unknown quote, but the question to put on the table is, what would you do if you knew you could not fail?
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a perfect one. I love it. And again, let's just kind of put that out to everybody. So again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our guest today is Nikki Baldwin, and she is from Camarillo Travel. And she's got something really exciting that for the Kim Pagano Show team. And all of my listeners out there, I want to meet all of you. I want you to be a part of this. And Nikki, I'm so glad you're here.
Good morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Tell us a little bit. This is kind of a funny story, and I'm really excited for you to share it.
Well, I'm a longtime listener of KVTA, have been for many, many years. And I'm out and about on Saturday mornings, and I hear you, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you're speaking to everyone out there, not just the women, but how people can improve their lives and how wonderful life is. And you've got to think positive and just get out there and do it.
And I love this. Somebody that actually was listening to the
show. Yeah, no, I know.
Fan.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I talk to all of my listeners that call in. I love to talk to them. So if you're calling in, I'm going to be calling you back. Okay. I have my team call you back, but then I call you because I want to know that I'm making a difference in here. But this is really exciting. It was a weekend where I was leaving with my husband on Valentine's weekend to go on a cruise. Never in my life have I ever been on one. Never even in my life have I even thought about one.
My favorite type of thing to do in the whole world.
Yeah, well, and I'm just, and I came back saying, oh my God, the only thing people should never do is not make reservations. I mean, go do this.
Well, it's like the old time Club Med. I'm sure you know, Nikki, about Club Med. I went to like 10 of those.
Right.
Cruises are the same thing. It's like everything's done for you. It's mindless. You don't have to think.
Yeah,
you have
I love
to be
it.
Which is actually
day.
The true vacation. You just get on board and you're just taken care of.
Everything's done for you.
Yes.
Yeah. So
with that being said, listening to Kim on the radio, and I just said, you know, we need to get Kim and all of her listeners and her friends and everyone out there, because everybody wants to meet you. You need to spread this further. You need to get this positive side of life out there. So I called Kim and said, hey, this is who I am. We need to put you on a cruise and let everybody meet you. And
so excited.
She called me back and she goes, you won't believe where I am right now. She literally was on her way down to the cruise line to get on her very first cruise. She came back. She said, I loved it. Let's do it.
I'm in, you know?
So here we are just a little while later, and we are going to put together the first Kim Pagano cruise.
I know. Yay! I'm so excited.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So
tell everybody, first of all, mark this in your calendars, okay? September 17th, correct?
September 17th.
Okay.
We are going to be sailing on board Princess Cruises out of Los Angeles on the beautiful Ruby Princess. And we are going to be doing a four-night cruise. We're going to Catalina, a wonderful day at sea, so you can just enjoy the ship and the activities. We're going to go down to Ensenada for the day to do a little shopping, maybe taste a little beer or two, a little bit of shopping.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit more shopping.
I love it. She's a woman in my own right, you know? Yeah.
And we'll negotiate a whole lot on that. And then we're going to come back on Monday morning. And we get back very early Monday morning back in San Pedro. So
it's Friday to Monday?
It's actually going to be departing Thursday evening.
I've never heard of a four-day.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
It's perfect. Okay. So those of you that are up in this area, you could pretty much work about a half a day if you want on Thursday. Head on down to the ship. And we'll sail at, I believe we sail at 4 o'clock. And then we're going to have just a wonderful time.
We've got some surprises that
I was just going to mention that. We've got some wonderful surprises. And this is just for the people of the Kim Pagano Show that are going to call me to book this cruise. For those people and those people alone, we've got some great specials.
So there'll be regular people that are just kind of on the cruise. And then you're going to have like sort of a Kim Pagano.
We're going to have special events just for the Kim Pagano group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you know what I love about this is you're going to meet a lot of our team members. And you know, Sherry and MJ. MJ, you're already, I could already tell you're already thinking about it.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I've been on several cruises. And the one thing I know about cruises for me is it's the company that I keep on the cruise.
Oh, you just nailed it.
It is the who I am playing with on that type
of
trip.
Well, you know what? And that's really true. I'm so glad you actually said that, because my husband and I went on there. Love you dearly, honey. But I was like, oh my God, it was so much fun. Like all these people that have these big parties together.
You have a great time on any cruise you go on. I don't care where it's going. You're going to have a great time going anywhere. It's a vacation. Of course, you're going to have a wonderful time. But multiply that over and over by if you have friends with you. And the more friends you have, the bigger the party, the more fun you have. And it's just a great, great way to experience
it. How many cruises have you been on, Nikki?
On Princess Cruises alone, which is where we're going, on Princess Cruises alone, I've done 23.
23 cruises.
And
oh my
gosh.
And
that is not to mention the others that are out there. So
wow.
I love cruises. It's the best vacation in the world.
I love it. I love it. Anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And this is a perfect way to start your life right here. I love that it's not till September, so there's a lot of time to kind of just put money down. And there's different, price points, correct?
Correct. There are different types of accommodations that the guests can book anything you want. We've got everything from interior, ocean view, balconies, mini suites. It's up to you to the accommodations you want. There is special pricing for the Kim Pagano group. And although that we are not sailing until September, I must tell you that we have got a limited number of cabins for this group that we're taking. So it is important that you give me a call as soon as you can.
Give that number out, and you can call me at 419-0008, 419-0008, or
you can call me, Nikki, at 312-4449.
Yeah, there you go. So, Nikki, tell us a little bit about, you know, I think we actually need to take a really quick break. Can we do that, Tom? You know, what we're going to do is take a really quick break. I want to give out that number again right now.
312-4449.
We're going to talk a little bit further about that, but I want everybody to be there. We're going to have so much fun. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out something right now. How about a $25 Lazy Dog gift certificate. And when you're calling up, let us know that you can come on the cruise with us. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And you are talking to the Kim Pagano Show team here, and we are putting together a Kim Pagano Show cruise here, and I'm so excited. Nikki, tell us a little bit about what sparked your passion for traveling.
You know, I'm not really sure. When I was growing up, it sounded like a fun thing to do. And back then, it was being a flight attendant back there was...
I could see you being totally a flight attendant, couldn't
well,
you?
Well, that's where I started, but well before I got there. But that was like a big thing to do when I was growing up. You were like a secretary or a teacher or a flight attendant. There wasn't a lot of...
Flight attendants actually had a lot more, you know what I mean? Now they're, it's kind of like they're, I hate to say it, it's like more like a server, you know?
Exactly.
I always thought that... You know, and I still respect them, but so many people are, you know, they were, it was up there, pilot, you know,
yeah,
flight attendant.
That was like a glamorous job back then. And taking it a step further, back then, I was born and raised in the San Pedro area, which is where this cruise is going to depart from. And my parents, when I was a teenager, took me on board a cruise. And oh my gosh, that you would have thought we were going to the ends of the earth. That was like the biggest thing back then, but that just alludes to how old I am. But when I went on board, I thought, I want to do this. I want to work on a cruise ship, but I have no talent. I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't do any of those things. So I became a flight attendant, did that for many, many years. And when I quit that, I went into the travel business because I think you have a little phrase here. It's like, you love what you do, and I love making people's dreams come true.
And that's so awesome.
Do you feel like
right
travel
there.
Like was in your blood? Sorry, Kim.
No.
Like sort of in your, it's like a calling. So I always, whenever I meet travel agents, it's like, they're just like, there's like this energy that you have to travel.
Well, you know what I think it is? We go to these places, if we're fortunate enough to visit places, cruises, or different foreign countries, and we come back and you learn so much, and somebody are going to come into our office and they're going to say, gee, I want to go here. And you go, oh, I was just there. Let me tell you about this hotel. Let me tell you about this.
Yeah, you're excited. Yeah.
Because
so you
we've
share
been
that
there.
With
we've experienced it. And that's kind of where I am with cruises. I love cruises. And I want everybody to go on a cruise because it is just the best vacation.
Well, and I have to tell you, when we just went on our cruise, we actually went into Ensenada. It was so safe. You could, you could. I mean,
that's
you can either
bring that up.
It really is
in Mexico.
Yeah,
and so
no.
Forth.
Oh my God, it was so clean. It was so safe. You could either, you know, get a bus off, or you can walk. You know, but it was so close. Everything was right there, and there was some great. It's gotten so much better. I was a little worried about that, but now it's beautiful over there.
It is beautiful. They've really renovated it. They've really brought it up their standards. There are some wonderful restaurants. Every time I go to Ensenada, my husband and I go to the same restaurant, and we have lunch in town. The
Where
food
do you
is,
go?
I don't remember the name
yeah.
of it.
Well, there's
I
Papa's
could tell you
and,
where it is, but,
yeah.
Oh, no, it's not one of, it's just a restaurant.
Although that's grown like crazy.
It's
you know?
Huge.
I remember Hussein. I can't remember.
Hussong's Cantina.
Hussong's. Yeah,
right,
that used to be the one,
one,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, now this one's taken way over. And, of course, there's
They've
a really good—
They actually moved locations. They moved from their original location, Papa's and Beer, and they moved across the street to an even bigger location.
Bigger. It was bigger. But, I mean, there's Starbucks there. You know? I mean, I'm serious. I was like, okay, this is good. I feel comfortable. Yeah. And I have to tell you, just cruising, oh, my God, the food, you know, you don't even realize it's like when you're ordering. And I don't know anybody else out there that hasn't taken a cruise, but I had never taken a cruise. I kind of was always like a little bit nervous. And when I got on there, everybody was—
I can't believe you've never been on a cruise with all the traveling that you do.
I know.
And all the places you and your husband go.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, Tom, you've been on cruises before, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you were talking about the one that I went on, but this is going to be really fun.
Well, now, don't forget, we're also going to Catalina.
I love Catalina, too.
And, you know, it's funny. I was born and raised in San Pedro, and I think the first time I went to Catalina was about 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I could see it from my home, and I never went
Do
there.
Do we get off at Catalina?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to tender in that day, so you can't, the ship is too large to actually pull into the pier, so we tender in off the ship. But keep in mind, too, for those people that are going to take that Thursday off, the ship doesn't sail till 4 o'clock. You would really want to leave this area around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Just wait for the traffic to clear. Get down to San Pedro about 11 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get on board right away. You may not get to your cabin, but you don't have to worry about that. You'll actually get to your cabin maybe around noon. There will already be food on board.
There you go. That's
you can.
You're already ready to start the day.
Right,
you know,
upstairs
I didn't
to the
know that
club.
When I
yeah.
we got there later because I did. You know, I was working, and by the time we got there, we were like, these people have already been partying for a long time. So
that's, you know, although we don't sail till 4 o'clock, you get on board relatively early in that day, well before the noon hour. So you enjoy that entire day on board the ship. You can go to the spa. You can go get a manicure. You can go up to the sanctuary and lay out and relax, go lay out by the pool. Just take a tour of the ship.
I'm there. Are you guys there? That's what this is all about.
So excited to be doing that.
Yeah. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking about The Kim Pagano Show cruise. I'm so excited. This is one of my things that I had on my list. You know, we were talking about that today. You have to put it on your list in order to really make
that
it happen.
Really,
you
cool.
have
to manifest it.
I manifested
the law of attraction
it. Yeah,
working.
I know.
And
there
when you
go.
Write, and when you write it down, it gets even stronger. It's a frequency. So just know clearly what you want, and then just do it.
It's also, Kim, I think you've created a community. You know, I talk a lot about the recovery center that I'm affiliated with, Sober Recovery Center, and one of the greatest successes is the community. But you here on the radio show have created a community. I mean, here you have somebody on the show, listens to you on Saturday. I mean, you're bringing a fellowship of positive thinkers, like-minded thinkers together, and now you're going to have them come to
the cruise. Yeah, and you know what? I really want to do kind of a support.
Kind of your gift, Kim. Your gift is bringing people together.
Thank you. And you know, I'm really excited to do this on the ship, is really talk about kind of going around hearing everybody's story. I want to hear everybody's story out there, because we all have a journey. We all have something to share. And every single one of you out there and in here has a gift. And I want to know what your gift is. And that's what this is all about. Nikki, I'm so excited that you picked up the phone that day and that you've been listening to my show and that you called up and said, I want to take you guys on a cruise.
No,
you know, I know.
This, right?
I believe all the right people come in to your life. And we've met now and we've talked. And it's so funny because, you know, I think that you were meant to be in my life, so I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, and I think I thank you for that.
She finds people. I found her at a networking event, and she came up to me, and I didn't even remember how we met. And a couple of weeks ago, she reminded me of how we met, because we've been friends for at least 5 years now. And it's just, that's what you do. You sort of like,
you're like
the magnet.
I get like a feeling from people, and I don't know. Yeah, it's like a connection.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
Well, and as you said, you want to hear other people's stories, and that's what we're going to do on board the cruise. We're going to have a special session with Kim, so all of the listeners out there can meet with Kim, you can tell her your story, and we can all draw support from one another.
Yeah, and you know what? I love doing that. That's what I do with my support team and my support group, is really because I can learn from you, you can learn from me, and we can all learn from each other. Because you know what? We all go through struggles in life, but if we all kind of, my grandmother always said this, we all put our stories in the middle, you're going to always take your own out, but you're going to learn from everybody else's journeys. And why not make it a little bit easier?
Keep it positive.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So is there any, what's your favorite exotic destination that you've ever been on?
You know, I have to say I have a couple of them. One would be Venice, Italy. It's absolutely breathtaking.
Oh my gosh, okay.
It's breathtaking. I actually was there on Princess Cruises. I've done a couple of Mediterranean cruises with them. There is nothing like sailing in or out of Venice, Italy on this massive cruise ship. And they're playing Bocelli in the background.
Wow.
Takes your breath away. And the other one would have to be Tahiti.
Oh, okay.
I've been to Tahiti. That sounds fun.
Tahiti,
I've been all over the Caribbean, but not Tahiti.
It is truly paradise.
So this isn't really a cruise destination. Key West? Is that a cruise destination?
You can get to Key West on a cruise.
I'm going there in May. Planned a trip. What do you know about Key West?
It's a great little funky town. I love walking around there. They've got some great little bars and restaurants, and it's just a colorful place to go.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and the people are down to earth and friendly.
Fun.
And yeah, you'll have a great time.
Right.
All right. Well, I am so excited that everyone is here starting your day in a positive way. One, I want to tell you that we have a 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again, we're back on from 2 to 3. We're talking with Nikki Baldwin right now. We're talking about our Kim Pagano Show cruise, and how can everybody get involved in this?
All they have to do is pick up the phone and call me at 312-4449, and we will set it in motion. They have nothing to do. I take care of all of the arrangements.
I love it. Sounds so easy.
And just a quick thing for a lot of the listeners out there that might be single ladies and aren't real comfortable with out there traveling on their own.
We're going to have a team.
This is the cruise for you.
I'm so glad that you said that.
Yeah, this is the cruise for you to come on. It's a close to home. It's an easy drive down to San Pedro. It's about an hour and 15, hour 30 minutes down there. Parking, very easy. Meet Kim. And this is a safe, easy way for you to get out there and let us talk to you. Let us support you. Let us get out there and share our lives and our stories and have a great time doing it.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so much, Nikki, for this amazing offer that you're putting on the table. Again, I do want to remind everybody, our next guest is Allie Berman. We're going to be talking about choosing a good life. Also, I do want to remind everybody out there that we are part of the Reader's Favorite for Ventura County Star, and the voting is almost up. I think we have one more day left, and if you could vote for our show, Kim Pagano Show, right now. Also, you have to vote for 10 of them. 10 different categories for it to count. So with that, I hope that you make our vote out there, and thank you for making us favorite last year. Also, let's do a giveaway, and how about a $25 gift certificate to Paul Martin's, one of our new restaurants that just joined us here. And the phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. Give us a call, and when you call, tell us you want to get one of our newsletters, too. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Duvall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. And I'm so excited. We're going to be doing a Kim Pagano Show cruise. And again, I'd love to meet each and every one of you. So I hope that you jump on this wagon with us, or this cruise with us, or this ship with us, right? No, our next guest is Allie Berman, and her book is Choosing a Good Life. And Allie, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Is this your first book?
It is. I actually, oddly enough, had my first two books come out within about a month of each other this fall.
Oh, my
fall.
God.
So it was a big fall for me.
I'm curious, Allie, because I'm an author. Your book's with Hazelton. I know Hazelton publishes a lot of recovery books. So I was just curious, is your book recovery-based?
It is not. It basically is looking at those rare, wonderful people who you might describe as happy or balanced, you know, have it together. I basically look to see what they do differently that the rest of us can learn from, whether that's dealing with stress and anxiety or relationships, illness, you know, loss of a loved one. There's a lot of different stories that I was able to explore. So no, it does not. Hazelden does more than, they're known for their recovery, but they do more than that. Well,
that's
with their
good to know.
Art.
Yeah, I love that direction though of what you're taking, because that's just so fits in with my show, because I always say life throws, you know, every single thing at us, but do we have to catch them all? No. And you know, if it does, if we do catch it, how do we handle it? How do we get through it?
Well,
do we
resilience is important. Would you say, Allie, that's the number one theme that you got out of these stories?
Resilience was huge. You know, one of the people who I interviewed was a 90-year-old Holocaust survivor. And if you're going to come out on the other side of an experience like that and be what I described, be happy and flexible and balanced and joyful, you have to be a very resilient person who can, you know, focus on their present and future and not, you know, live in their past, which I think is very easy to do and understandable to do when you've been through trauma.
I love that. Well, you know, what's interesting is I would love to know, how has this book changed your life? Because I know what the radio show does for me. Tom, you're doing your radio show. You get to meet people all over the world and talk to them. And it's amazing. In my wildest dreams did I ever, you know, I mean, meeting people and doing events and talking to people, it just opens up a whole nother world for you. Do you agree?
It does. Yeah. You know, when I started writing this book, my husband and I had already started transforming our lives. We were living in New York. I was working 3 jobs. The roof on our house had gone bust. Hurricane Irene put 4 feet of water in our basement. Things were not great. Both we were working too much. Things were very, very tight financially. And we decided we were living for our things rather than enjoying our own lives. We never saw friends. I wasn't able to write the amount that I wanted. And we said, okay, well, this is the life we chose. We can choose a different one. And so we set things in motion and we sold our house. We moved from a 2,100 square foot 3-bedroom house. We got rid of 60% of our possessions, and we live not in New York. We live in a lovely studio apartment in Portland, Oregon. And I only work, you know, one job, the equivalent of anyway, with 40 hours a week, and I'm able to write. And
so
I
you
see
simplified
friends,
your
I rock
life. Is that what
it's
you're
amazing.
Saying, Allie? You simplified your life?
Yes. And along the way, going through that process, I interviewed these people who gave me the tools to be able to transform my own life, as well as share with others how they can do the same.
But you know what? I love what you just said. I mean, it's kind of what we've been really saying. It's so weird. It always, I didn't even really read through your book and choosing a good life. You actually were consciously choosing the life that you wanted. Okay, and you said you were at a place where things weren't really perfect, were they?
No, they were actually terrible. I was waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning with anxiety. I was very stressed. Life wasn't fun. It was the exact opposite of fun. And honestly, it's too short for that to be the daily experience. So we totally shifted our experience, and now we're able to spend time in nature. We go rock climbing. We volunteer. I love the work that I do. Everything is the polar opposite of what it was 2 years ago. And that's not to say that I think the important thing for people to remember when they want to transform their lives is it doesn't happen overnight, but you can set things in motion and it does happen.
Allie, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad you're here. I know that you got lots of choices out there, but I'm so glad that you are tuning in to The Brighter Side, because really you can, if there's something that's not exactly feeling right, and we all do this, okay? MJ's like going, you know, but we all feel this, okay? All of us in here, we're looking at each other. How do you take the bull by the horn and change it? It's we can do it for
ourselves.
Well,
I'd like to know what was the theme? What was woven through these stories? What made these? Go ahead.
A lot of things. I would say that resilience, as you said, I would say that flexibility and conflict resolution skills. These are not people who are so devoted to one particular outcome that they fight and rant and rave. They're people who are able to sort of go with the flow. They're also people who do the things that they're passionate about and make time for the things that they know nourish them rather than running around trying to take care of everything. They're also not people who worry, which is amazing to me, as I'm a worrier.
How did you deal with that? How do you deal with that? How did you change that?
I learned from Sung Ray, who's the first chapter in the book, and he was actually, when I interviewed him, he had been waiting for a new liver, for a liver transplant for 18 months. He has hepatitis B, and that kind of uncertainty, I can't even imagine. And I asked him, does he worry? Is he stressed? And he says, no. The way he handles a problem is if there's something he can do about it, he does everything in his power to make that outcome. If there's nothing he can do about it, such as waiting for a liver, then he simply lets it go, doesn't focus on it, does everything he can do for his health and to make things better.
Basically, so again, the serenity prayer, you know?
Yeah, what
God grant me the serenity, accept the things we cannot change, change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah.
Certain things we have no control over.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's all about how we receive it. I love that you brought this to our show here today. And I know that you normally write fiction, correct?
I do. I actually never thought that I would write a book like this. It was a totally foreign thing. It was wonderful, but I generally make things up. So, yeah.
So what was the first step? Where did you start in your life to really just, I mean, obviously you don't wake up one night and go, guess what? We're moving. We're done. We're changing. You have to go through a process, correct?
Yeah. You know, I think we were so deeply unhappy, the both of us. You know, we had all the makings of a wonderful life. We loved each other. We had great friends, great family, but we were so bogged down with all of our commitments and financial responsibilities. And then we actually went to see a documentary, a little film called I'm Fine, Thanks. And it was about people who had transformed their lives. Things weren't working and they just did something else. And we left that movie theater and we turned to each other and we said in unison, we have to sell the house. It was kind of that, you know, one of those big
awakening
moments where you're
moment.
Just like, it's got to happen. Yeah.
Wow. I love it. You know, I think that's kind of what I get from my show, an awakening moment every time I have a guest or somebody calls me up. And I'm always looking for those signs because we have to always, you know, walk through our life with our eyes wide open. That's what this is about. And that's kind of what we were talking about is if you walk through your life and you just go, it's just the way it is, it's just, you know, that's what life's going to give you. But if you walk through your life with your eyes wide open and go, I am worthy, I am a good person, and what do I, you know, where can I take my life? Yeah.
Yeah. If you hate your job, if you're in a bad relationship, if you're stuck, if you feel stuck, you know, a lot of the times we can't change things right that moment. But like I said, we can choose to put things in motion to do something else. We can get out of bad relationships. We can find different jobs. And it might not happen tomorrow, but that's a lot better to put things in motion and know that they will change is better than resigning yourself to a fate you don't want.
There you go. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got Sherry, we've got MJ, we've got Nikki, and we're talking, and Tom, and we've got Allie Berman here, and we're talking about choosing a good life. What were some of the common, why did you pick these people?
I wanted people with a diverse kind of, list of life experiences. So everyone, like I said, from people who've dealt with, you know, life-threatening chronic illness, huge trauma, the Holocaust, the loss of a loved one. One of the people I interviewed lost her husband and her 9-year-old daughter in the span of just a year or two. An activist. A lawyer, just a lot of different people have gone through divorce, through war, through all different things. And I wanted people to be able to see themselves in somebody or everybody. And it's amazing to me, no matter what the experience was, I was able to relate to everybody in that book. And it was amazing was despite, you know, we have a 30-year-old and a 90-year-old and everything in between. And they had so much in common because they had all figured out sort of these different ways of finding the same truths, which amazes me.
I love that. What did they do to pick themselves up and dust themselves off? That's what I call it, to keep going on when, you know, everything else was falling down around them.
Leanne was a great example of that. Leanne is a 30-year-old fashion designer in New York, and she was working 80-hour weeks. She has her own brand and realized she wasn't going to be able to keep going if she did that. She wasn't giving any attention to herself, her own needs. And so she said, okay, what are the things I need in my life where I feel like I can do anything? And she simply gave her the gift of nourishing herself, right? She took back her time, and she found that her business thrived even more because she was a person who was actually, you know, better at her job because she took care of herself. Emery, the Holocaust survivor, for him, I mean, I asked him, how does someone move forward after something so absolutely devastating? You know, he lost his parents, he lost countless people in his community. And he said he had to make an enormous effort to focus on the present and future, to not become a prisoner of the past.
Wow, that's a huge statement. I want everybody to listen to that right now, because so many of us really do become a prisoner of our, I mean,
of our mistakes.
Of our mistakes. That's a great way of putting it. Of our relationships, of anything, yeah. That, you know, you hear it all the time. Well, my parents did this, or my, you know, my family didn't treat me right. Or I, you know, when I walk into work, you know, nobody taught. Change it.
I was at a book reading, and Emery had said this to my dad actually at the launch of the book in New York. And he said to my dad, some people let one thing ruin their whole life. And I said that at a book reading in Connecticut. And a woman came up to me afterwards, and she said to me, my son commits suicide 15 years ago, and I've let it rule my life, and I don't want to anymore.
Wow.
I mean, and isn't it amazing when you know that you have a choice? Like you just said, you have a choice.
Yeah.
You have a choice. We give so many things power.
And I figure if Emery can do it, someone who's been through the Holocaust, then we all have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. And I love the way you tell your story. I really do. You could feel your passion. And you know, I just love it. You really connected with each one of your guests in your book. I call them guests, right? Because they are guests telling their life. And that's kind of what I was talking about is if we all share our stories, yeah. It's just a different face or a different problem, but it's that same feeling that we're all, you know, that we're all feeling.
It's really about getting out of being a victim. It's really about getting out of blaming others and taking control of your own destiny.
Yeah.
Knowing what you want and, you know, choosing a different reality. Then if you're not happy with the one you have, no one says you have to stay there.
What I want to know is, Allie, is, you know, you said that, and I wrote it down because I think that that's so important for all of us to think about. Is there something in your life that you're letting it ruin your life? Did something happen to you? Did something scorn you? Did somebody, you know, not believe in you? How, what would you think after talking to all these people, what would be the one step that you could take?
The one step. I would say, again, identifying the things in your life that don't give you energy, that don't drive you, that aren't things that make you happy, that are things that actually drain you, and starting to pull away from the things that drain you. And just being able to identify those things. And sometimes they're relationships that we've had for so many years that we think, how could I possibly? And yet they bring us nothing but grief.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that focusing, you know, putting your energy towards the things that bring you joy versus the things that drain you is huge.
Yeah, I think that's really wise. And again, it's kind of going to take us right back to where we started our show. Take inventory. Take inventory of your support team. We all need a support team. But who are those people? Are they holding us up? Or are they pulling us down?
Well, and the other part is knowing what you want. And some of us don't even know that. I have a stepfather going on 65, and he doesn't know what he wants to do when he grows up. So
and
know
what
you
that's,
want.
A part of it is exploration, and that can be really exciting too. A bunch of the people who I interviewed, they didn't know at, you know, 12 years old what they wanted to do forever, but they experimented and they tried new things. All the people I interviewed are people who I would call lifelong learners, who are curious about the world. So they didn't just say, oh, this is my first job. It's okay. I guess I'll do that forever. They were people who said, okay, I'm doing this now. What else am I interested in? What is my passion? And for some of us, it's not so apparent, but I feel like we can keep searching and we do find the things that drive us.
I mean, if we're going to work from the time we're 17, 18 until we're 80, You better have some different interests.
Yeah, but
find
you know
different
what?
Things that you love. But maybe you're lucky enough to do what you love forever. But
not only that, there's different chapters in your life. There's just different chapters. I mean, you were talking about Nikki. You first started as an air flight, attendant, right? And
right.
then now you're, you know, it's just, you know, it's like trying things on. You try them on. Does it feel good? You walk through it. If it doesn't feel good, you go on, try something else on. It's even, you know, meetings, networking, you know, friends. You know, you meet new people. You try them on for a little bit. It feels good for a little bit, and then you move on.
Well, sometimes people are right for us for a period of our life, and that we're great for that time, and then it's no longer, so great. So you move forward, and it's okay.
Right. And I always say there's different friends for different seasons and different reasons. And that I think that's so important to realize that. So not to be hurt. And, you know, sometimes even relationships, marriages, works, you know, all that stuff. MJ, you were going to say something?
Well, I was going to say something about, I was on my driving on the way here, and that thing I'm listening to in the car is he's talking about, you know, we used to have dials to turn into the radio station. Now it's all digital. But before, you know, you had to turn it back and forth to get it just right so the message would come through clearly. That's what we're doing in life. And some people are on the fuzzy in between and can't quite. They don't know how to turn the knob, or they don't know where the knob is, or they don't know that there is a knob. I don't know. But we are tuning in. So that, and it prompted something in me today. We've been talking about this all morning long.
Yeah.
I heard it in the car, on my CD. We're talking about it, and now we're talking about it with her right now. It's tuning in to what it is you want, the frequency of what makes you feel good. Not focusing on that one thing that has been bringing you down for so long.
And, you know, and I have to say, you know, there is a point in your life that you need to fake it till you make it. Okay. Wake up every day. Start your day in a positive way. You know, be around all the people that inspire you, and you can kind of move past it. And if you're having a bad day, you're going to have a little bit of bad day, and then you'll bring them up. You know, I mean, share your love and share what you're going through. So again, Allie Berman, where do we find your book?
It's in bookstores, or you can get it online. It's called Choosing a Good Life. And changed my life. I hope it can change other people's too.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of
thank
Life.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Great conversation. Nikki, tell everybody how they can be a part of our cruise, the Kim Pagano Show cruise.
Everybody, we are inviting all of you to join Kim on this fabulous cruise on board the beautiful Princess Ruby Princess, September 17th. All you have to do is call me at 312-4449.
There you go. All right. And again, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm going to throw a $25 Lures gift certificate out, another one of my great favorite restaurants. And of course, we are at the end of our show. I hope that you cruise with us again here and get on our cruise with us. Also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. It's all about the brighter side of life in recovery and anything that you're waking up from. And of course, we are at the end of our show, and we always end it with a moment of happiness. Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful day of your life. And it kind of just goes along with what we've been talking about. So with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you later on.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.